This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On this whole thing about the markets and credit and what they were doing, the Treasury Department went out and tried to sell some short-term debt today. Three-month and six-month Treasury bills. Didn't go so well, in point of fact. Demand was a bit soft, which means the yield, the interest rate the government has to pay, was a little bit higher than it has been. And in fact, big financial firms have been unloading that short-term U.S. debt for a couple of weeks now, which might mean that no matter when, and I'm going to say when here, not if, when a deal gets hammered out, the damage has already been done. From New York, Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that piece of the story.
When it comes to investing, U.S. Treasury bills are not the sexy, exciting investment. They're more like the stable, dependable investment you can always count on. Until now, says Marilyn Cohen, a bond money manager.
The bloom is off of the rose, and you have Congress to thank for that.
The U.S. isn't looking like such a safe bet. Investors have become wary of U.S. debt, says investment economist Gary Schilling.
Investors have dumped these with gay abandon. They obviously are worried about gridlock in Washington.
The U.S. has started offering higher interest rates on short-term debt to attract investors. In other words, it's getting a whole lot more expensive for the U.S. to borrow money. That's only adding to the debt problem. But Schilling thinks in the long term, we're safe.
For one key reason, what's the alternative?
Big investors like central banks need a safe place to put money. A lot of money, says Cornell economist Ishwar Prasad.
There is no other place to take such large amounts of money and park them with a reasonable expectation of safety.
But bond expert Marilyn Cohen says the Treasury bond brand has been badly damaged, and the lingering message for investors is that they need to start looking for alternatives.
We are the best of the bad bunch for now. I don't know that that is going to be true on a long-term going forward basis.
Cohen says treasuries used to be safe and not very profitable. Now, if they can't offer investors safety, they'll need to offer them more money or be brushed aside. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.